A new alternative acoustic rock band from Northampton, Massachusetts, The Winter Pills, has a sound that resonates from The Byrds to Simon and Garfunkel.
Files of pride, forgetting powders, reds and yellows, sweets and sours, curled around a scented pillow, biting hard and crushing flowers.
The Winter Pills are made up of singer-guitarist Philip Price, drummer Dave Hauer, guitarist Dennis Cromit, and singer Flora Reed. Philip Price and Flora Reed join us from member station WBUR in Boston. Welcome, both of you, to the program.
Hello.
Hello, thank you.
All of the members of this group are veterans. Two of you have done solo albums. You've been doing stuff on your own. What was it that brought you together to form the Winter Pills?
Well, we're all in this little tiny music scene of Northampton, Massachusetts, and we were all friends. And it really grew out of friendship, a mutual admiration for each other, just basically hanging out at Dennis's house for most of a rather miserable winter.
Down to 7th, down to Way Street, I made all the vows of Sarah. Vicodin and Oxycontin, my love knows no bounds for Sarah.
It's a very delicate balance that you achieve between the music and where you let it breathe and the lyrics, which sometimes can be quite deep. You know, you want to listen to them because in many instances a story is being told. How do you make sure that those things get integrated harmoniously?
It's always the music comes first, the melody comes first, and the words kind of come out of them. Brian Eno kind of wrote this way, and I got very inspired by that, which is to say that I'm creating a melody, and inherent in there are some words, and I'm not sure really what they are yet. And they start as sounds, and they become words, and after a good long while, maybe I know what the song's about.
We took a picture together, we held the camera in front of us. Your arm was cutting right into the frame, your smile was for both of us. Something about the way we looked that day, caught in the act of trying to look away.
You know, I've always been in awe of great, you know, narrative songwriters, and a couple that spring to mind, of course, would be like Bob Dylan or Freddie Johnston, who I'm a huge fan of. But I never really felt like I'm very good at that myself. So I tend toward creating kind of miniatures that have their own sort of weird internal poetic logic. So the ones that are narrative you speak of are very self-consciously so.
The photographer's impatient as the train pulls out of the station, and you're heading further south than I thought you'd ever go. Streets are filling up with snow.
Are there things that you are now able to do with a band that you couldn't quite achieve with your solo work?
Certainly, but it has more to do with live performance than how I write. I always write with some kind of enormous arrangement in mind. I can't stop thinking that way, so it's a pretty natural progression for me right now to write the way I always have and then bring it to the band. But the thing is, now that, you know, I have very distinctive musicians, like Dennis on guitar is an amazing musician just by himself. He's an amazing songwriter by himself, and he has his own projects. And Dave Hauer is an amazing drummer as well, but they do totally different things than I would ever think to do. So nowadays, basically, if I write a song, I bring it to the band with leaving big holes in it.
Flora, how easy was it for you to slip into this and, I guess, interpret the songs the way that Philip has in mind?
Well, singing with Philip has always been, it's been very effortless. It's not something I've had to work at in any way. When I sing, I actually try and approach it in a universal way. I'm kind of leaving myself out of it, and performing for me is kind of an extreme presentation of emotion, but I don't want it to just be what I'm feeling. I want the audience to be able to tap into some of that.
All the green children.
The way Philip brings songs to the band, he'll come, you know, with a recording with like two or three harmonies already that he has thought up in his head, and so it's just been very, it's a very natural thing, singing with Philip.
Does it strike you that the tone, in many respects, "Want the Want" is a good example, melancholy?
Sure, I would. Yeah.
Is that they conscious? Are. Is that who you are?
No, I don't think I'm that melancholy, am I?
No.
I'm a pretty
no more than
pretty
the next
happy,
guy.
Go-lucky guy. I feel like music as an art form is songs as an art form is a generally cathartic art form, and you know, who wants to purge themselves of happiness? I think if you listen to the general pop music canon that we, you know, hopefully are might be considered a part of, there's a lot of sad music out there. There's a lot of music about heartbreak and dissolution and death and disappointment and regret. I mean, it seems to me like if you listen closely, that's what most of it's about, even if the melody may be happy or, you know, happy with quotation marks around it.
I don't think of them as sad songs. I can say they're songs about sad topics, and I always feel somehow lifted and better after listening to songs that people would say, oh, it's so depressing, so melancholy.
Well, it's true, but people have different, they hear stuff differently. Like, you and I could listen to Elliott Smith, like, endlessly.
Right.
You know, a lot of comparisons have been drawn between your songs and the late Elliott Smith's
I know they
work.
Mm-hmm. They do.
How do you feel
that?
About that?
Honored to be in the same, in the same breath.
I think one of those late nights that we spent at Dennis's, one of the first songs that Philip and I sang together was an Elliott Smith song, "Between the Bars,"
yep.
And we would do that over and over.
Flora, I have to ask you about your biography. I know you know bands put things up on their website, you know, that are made for yucks.
True.
Yeah. Well, Flora, according to your biography, first of all, it says you're fascinated with Polaroids, Bjork, and fish sauce. And
oh my!
Well, I don't know if we need to go there. But it also says on the record you do harmony vocals and heroics. Define heroics.
Oh gosh, I didn't write that about myself. I think Philip came up with that.
Did I write that? I didn't write that.
You did.
I did not.
Timid Blasphemy, who's in
that's
charge
on,
of that?
That's on his
that's his.
What I wanted to ask him about, Timid Blasphemy.
All right, I wrote that.
Philip, I don't know. What were you referring to about
I
my heroics?
I think of you as heroic. You're always heroic. You're my hero, that's why.
Philip Price and Flora Reed from the band Winter Pills. Their new CD, Winter Pills, is on the Signature Sounds label, and they joined us from the studios of WBUR in Boston. Thanks, both of you, and much luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leah.
You can hear more music from Winter Pills, including Laughing and Cranky, at our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.